Ireland's first feminist film festival happens at the end of August this year. The woman behind it is Carla Helian. She's here to tell us more. What exactly do you mean by a feminist film festival? What are the criteria to be part of this?
Hi, Sean. Yeah, I guess that's a good question and one that many people ask. I'm purposefully trying to fit a broad criteria. I'm not trying to tell anyone what feminism means in the arts, or, you know, I think it's a very personal thing and I think it means different things to different people. So for the film festival, we're really trying to, I guess, support and promote and, you know, recognise and celebrate women who work in film in terms of in the crew, in production, in filmmaking. B, trying to counteract the kind of misrepresentation of women in terms of female characters, the stereotyping of characters, you know, those kind of things. And C, just to bring across women's experience, feminist issues, women identified people, you know, those kind of experiences to light and to the screen as well. So it's kind of broad. I mean, they're very broad notions, but it's still important, you know, it's still very important to do that and recognise that.
Was there a particular moment or event that inspired the festival that made you think, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to curate, I'll be part of the curating team for this feminist film festival.
Well, you know, I'm a feminist. I've been working in activism, feminist activism for many, many years. I'm a huge cinephile and film buff. So it kind of is for me a bit of a dream project. But to be honest, I mean, I don't know if you even saw the Guardian.com front page yesterday. And they had a big piece yesterday saying that the quote unquote, there's a severe lack of women at all levels of film production. You know, this is it's being recognised more and more that it's just not really good enough. Well, I mean, to be honest, gender equality isn't there yet. We're not quite there in terms of every sphere of life, political, social, whatever way you want to look at it. But definitely in terms of film production, we have a long way to go. You know, this Guardian article was quite interesting yesterday. It was saying that, it was a big report done anyway, and he was saying that, you know, he looked back over 20 years, and of the top 2,000 films of the last 20 years, only 13% of editors, 10% of writers, and 5% of directors have been female. So they're telling statistics. I mean, I know it's statistics, but it says something, you know? We still need to be celebrating these people, these women.
So when it comes to curating the festival, how are you going to... Have you set out... let's talk about the Bechdel test, this, you know, the idea the criteria that there are for choosing a film. Are you going to use that in terms of the films that you're going to put on? Because you haven't actually... Have you programmed anything at this point?
No, we're curating at the moment. I've had some workshops with filmmakers and artists and curators to make it kind of a collaborative, a well-considered kind of process, if you like. The Bechdel test is an interesting one because there is a school of thought at the moment kind of saying that's... It's a bit outdated and it's not quite good enough.
Yeah, the Bechdel test is two women, if there are two women in a scene, they're not talking about a man.
Exactly.
And they're talking about something else and that there are just these two women who have other lives apart from being attached to some man.
Exactly.
That's a big part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and there's a surprising lack of films with hitting any of the kind of three criteria in the Bechdel test. But there is a school of thought now saying that's a kind of a minimum requirement.
Yeah.
Surely that's a minimum standard we should be looking for. Why can't we aspire to more? Why can't we want, you know, films that are mostly female protagonists or films that are, you know, mostly representational of real women and real women's experience? So not to say that it's not that I'm not using it or considering it, but I'm just saying that it's not the be all and end all of what we're looking for. And
when you're curating as well, you know, you'll obviously be looking for those issues and those storylines within films itself.
Mm-hmm.
Will you also be out there looking for good entertainment as well?
This is the difficult thing, Sean. Do you know what we're finding really hard is, I'd really like the idea of one of the films being a big, fun blockbuster, being something really accessible that doesn't just appeal to maybe a slightly left of centre or a slightly niche market.
Ooh, is it hard to find?
It's really hard to find. It's really, really hard to find. Like you said, a film that's actually good cinematically, that is either made by a woman or with a decent amount of women in the crew, or that has fantastic female characters or a character. I mean,
what did you think? Would Bridesmaids fit into that category for you? Because yet again, we're talking about, well, if they're bridesmaids, there's a bride, and if there's a bride, there's a groom.
Bridesmaids did come up actually in one of our workshops, so that's an interesting one. For me, kind of personally, no. It's just not good enough a film. if it, like, I just didn't, personally, I just didn't think it was a great film, you know? I had a couple of giggles. I didn't think it was brilliant. I also think you come in, there's a, it's a bit problematic dealing with characters that are based, again, around kind of marriages and weddings and things like that. You might be asking for trouble a little bit there if I'm purporting to do the kind of Bechdel test thing, and people who are women who are of their own independent lives and are not around for men or about men, you know. So yeah,
you're looking for, so you, in terms of choosing those bigger films and those big blockbusters, you're finding that hard at
really
the moment.
Hard,
but you're looking for submissions of short films. What's involved there?
Yeah, this is at the moment I just have an open call for submissions. I'm looking for any film, any short that's between 5 and 15 minutes long. And really, it's up to the filmmaker to decide whether their film is in any way feminist, you know? It could be the subject matter, it could be the filmmaker themselves, it could be their personal perspective on it. So I'm really asking people to get in touch with feministfilmfestivaldublin.com or info@feministfilmfestivaldublin.com and, you know, send us a link to your film, send us a few lines about why we might consider screening it, because there's not many places that screen shorts. I don't think people who make shorts have a great platform to screen them. So I hope we can show a few, we'll definitely show a few, so I hope we can show a few Irish ones and a few, support a few more independent filmmakers.
And if you had to, is the basic thrust and the most important aim of the festival to deal with this underrepresentation and misrepresentation, is that really, are those the two things that you want to address most?
Yeah, I think that's what that's why we want to run a feminist film festival. I think that's the reason to do it, to be honest, because like I mentioned there about those statistics from the recent Stephen Follows report, but you know, if you look at the San Diego State University Center for Women in Film and TV, they found things like only, you know, in 2013, only 15% of protagonist characters were female. 15, 1-5, you know. Only 29% of major characters were female. 30% of major speaking parts. Most females were younger. They had their marital status defined. They were partially naked compared to the male counterparts. This isn't equality in film, you know. This isn't, we need to keep celebrating films that are not doing these things until it's out there in mainstream.
Who do you want to come and see the films at the festival?
Everyone. All of Ireland, please come down. No, you know, I am hoping to tick a few boxes in terms of the films that we show, so it will appeal to a bit of a cross audience, you know, so we'll get all kinds of people in. I want this to be accessible. I don't, you know, like I said, I can find lots of small films and social narrative films and documentary films that are,
you don't want,
if
a
you
niche
like
festival.
Feminist. But I don't, I like the idea of appealing to people who may be a little questioning of the word feminist or may kind of not necessarily align themselves with that kind of ideology, you know. I just don't want to shy away from using the word because I consider myself feminist and I think feminist principles are very important. But, you know, I do hope we can, with the programme that we'll have out over the next few days, that we do appeal to a bit of a range of people, you know. So if anyone wants to check it out, I'd be very interested for some feedback or have a look at the programme, you know.
Well, the Carla Hallian has been talking to us about Ireland's first feminist film festival. It will be held at the end of August, Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st in the New Theatre in Temple Bar. And you can find out full details and indeed give the feedback that Carla was talking about on the website, which is feministfilmfestivaldublin.com.